Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, USDA on Friday released its prospective plantings and March 1 grain stocks report. I had the opportunity to catch up with Allendale's Rich Nelson to ask what we saw on these reports.
You know, overall, we had, like I said, grain stocks as well as prospective plantings. And certainly for the stocks portion of this discussion, this was a little positive for the discussion on corn and soybeans. USDA found March 1 old crop stocks, 7.4 billion bushels. This was 69 million bushels under the trade estimate, so positive old crop corn. Soybeans of just under 1.7 billion bushels. This was 57 million bushels under the trade estimate as well. We will point out that wheat stocks were found just a little larger than expected, about 12 million bushels over the trade estimate. So certainly for the grain stocks portion of our reports, this was positive corn, soybeans, and slightly negative on the wheat side.
Regarding the prospective plantings, Nelson said for Oklahoma specifically, there was a very small increase in corn.
You know, overall for these numbers, keep in mind, as far as the trade discussion, now we found a little more corn acres for the U.S. as a whole. Soybean acres were a little smaller than expected, and the wheat numbers a little larger. Now, for Oklahoma specifically, there was a very small increase in corn plugged in. Most producers in Oklahoma are not jumping on the corn bandwagon. Soybeans, there was a small decrease, about 45,000 acres from last year. Now, the discussion on wheat is where we'll have a lot of discussion here. The report today suggested 300,000 acres of extra winter wheat planting. As we all know, the big question with winter wheat this year is not about planting. It is what will be harvested as well as yields, which are two very big questions.
What about our neighbors in Kansas and Texas?
You know, as far as Kansas, for instance, let's point out there, most producers were more willing to be a little more eager with the acreage side. Plus 300,000 for corn, minus 400,000 for soybeans, but plus 800,000 versus last year for wheat. So Kansas producers certainly were active with planting this year. Now, the Texas discussion is just a little different here. So declines, slight decline on corn. In this case, also a slight decline on soybeans. They were more active with wheat, plus 1.4. One thing which is different about Texas specifically is, as they are a major cotton producer, we did see numbers drop a bit more than we expected to see, down 1.5 million acres from last year.
Well, and I think from what I've heard, everyone kind of expected cotton to be slightly lower.
It certainly was. And I've got to say that these numbers from what USDA gave us for overall, dropping acres across the U.S., 2.5 million. And keep in mind, Texas is about 60% of that total. So certainly Texas did participate in this general decline here.
Once again, that's Allendale's Rich Nelson. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.